There's three in here, and I was trying to figure out what the third one was. Oh, no, that's just the webpage.
That's the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've obviously reviewed all these,
yes,
and are comfortable with...
Yeah, I don't have any concerns with them. They are fine for us.
I'd make a motion concerning item number 7 that we approve the MOU between the county and Utah Association of Counties and the UTREX tax refund exchange and compliance system.
So you're combining...
No, just that's just number 7, right?
Oh, okay. I'll second the motion.
Okay,
it's been moved and seconded that we approve the Memorandum of Understanding and Agreement with the Utah Association of Counties and Tax Refund Exchange and Compliance System. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, then we'll go to number 8, Discussion and Consideration of Memorandum of Understanding between the State of Utah Division of Finance and Daggett County regarding the UTREX.
I'll make the motion that we approve that as well, that Memorandum of Understanding, or enter into it.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the State of Utah Division of Finance and Daggett County regarding the UTREX system. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And so, as we stated earlier, there's no further movement been done on the boards and committees, so we'll table that until... I don't know if it'll be next board meeting or when he has it done. We'd like to have it done by the start of the next year, though, or make it
as
up to date as possible.
Soon as possible.
Yeah.
Are you going to prepare these for final, for signature, Neil? Or do you expect something? I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. We just need to...
I think put in the word Daggett in a few places and dates and times.
Right. Just fill in the date. We can just print them and then handwrite.
Well, they're currently printed right in our packet, so...
Yeah.
So we need to have two of them?
Oh. I don't know. Neil, do you have a feel for that? Two or three? One for us, one for UAC, one for the... A full set for each of three?
Yeah.
For originals?
Yeah. Let's just do it. Probably, just to be safe, to go ahead and sign. Because I don't think... I'm trying to remember if they...
We should have four, then. One for... Daggett County on both agreements between the state and UAC, and then
okay,
and then UTREX on both sides, right?
UTREX is UAC in essence, or vice versa. How would you say it?
But well, the one is between the state of Utah Division of Finance,
right?
Okay, and then the other ones.
Yeah, they
between
didn't specify how many, if they need original signatures, multiple copies, or just.
I'd recommend that we do. There's two documents to sign. UTREX and UAC are the same document.
Okay, what is number 8 then?
Division of Finance is the other document.
And we should have a copy for us and one to them for each one.
So a UAC, two originals, I think, yeah, two originals to UAC, two originals to State Finance, and two originals for us. Two documents of originals is what I'm seeing. But if we do four, we're in good shape. Are you fixing on this or doing something else?
I'm asking them what they would prefer, if they want originals mailed or if they are okay with the
email signatures. Do you need to approve any POs?
Oh, shoot.
That was just one thing I'm going through the minutes.
I'm just thinking about that. I'm going to check the POs.
Before we adjourn...
Are you taking pictures? She's sitting there.
I've got a little face ID on my phone, but it's a mask.
She's taking a selfie. Do you want more than one copy? Matt's ready to take another picture.
Right. I'm not coordinated enough to hold the phone clear out there and hit the button.
I'm not either. I'll tip the water over and light the building on fire. I need to take, during this time of masks, take the face recognition off my phone.
Or get a new
retina. Just your eye.
So I do have a PO, but I need your advice. It's the one with Chad Booth for next year, the 6,500. Do we have a contract that we signed with him already, if you can remember? For this coming year?
I don't recall seeing a contract. I recall that we approved the expenditure in committee already.
And put it in the budget.
Uh-huh. But I don't recall seeing a contract.
Can we put it on the agenda for next week to work that out? And then...
If you have a contract...
I don't know where... If I do, I haven't... Or if this is the invoice, we'll have to go through the sole source again issues.
Where it's for 6,500, isn't it?
Yeah.
For that amount, what requirements do we have for purchasing?
Over 5,000.
I thought it was 15 for.
That it comes to us.
The PO we need to approve for over 5, but. As far as sole source, I thought that was over 15.
Anyway, we did a sole source last year.
Oh, okay.
She recommended we do it again this year.
It wouldn't hurt, I'm sure.
But there was, if there's a contract to support it, we'll help. So...
And speaking of those procurement issues, Carrie and I both, we've discussed it, and we've just had enough trouble working with the... new changes that we'd like to potentially consider updating that policy again to just make it more in line with the states. We changed it to what it is currently because that was the recommended template from the state auditor's office.
Right.
But state code isn't nearly as cumbersome. So it's something for you guys to consider if you're willing to entertain that, I think. Easier for us to manage if we were to just go back to something that's a little simpler and just more in line with state code.
And then the ladies are starting to gather their stuff, so if we need to make space for them.
Well, you're the one that brought the extra stuff, and we've been ready to.
Good.
So it's your.
I guess it's my way of saying I'm done.
So are you going to add the contract for Chad Booth on next week's agenda?
I don't know.
I know that you.
I don't know. You need to put contract, but the PO.
Regarding the PO. Okay.
Discussion and consideration.
Okay.
of agreement.
If it's just a purchase order, does it need to be a separate legislative item or just along with your regular purchase order approvals?
It's the one over 5,000, so it needs all three.
I see.
Okay, so I'll make sure Brian knows to add that to next week.
You're going to write it so you can...
That'll be a good reminder for me to...
Chad Booth.
Okay, so we're...
Did you do number nine? I must have missed it.
Yes, you were...
We tabled it.
We tabled it, because...
If the chair would consider a motion to adjourn, I'll make that motion.
Okay, as long... Have we got everything done with the... That you were looking at to see how they...
For the Utrex?
Yeah. We need to...
We'll just...
Safe than sorry, I'd say.
That's essentially it. Better safe than sorry. Unless we hear back from them separately, we'll just... Send
okay,
copies.
So we don't have, okay.
But I asked them, a digital scanned copy is just as good as the original in court, so whatever they want to do.
Okay, so we're okay with that. Okay, yes, I would.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll accept that motion without a second.
By acclamation.
By acclamation. We are adjourned. Turn the... Thanks, everybody on the...